beloved. We are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, the term monkeypox, which the World Health Organization previously said should be changed, and now the New York City Health Commissioner, Ashwin Vasan, has joined the chorus demanding a suitable substitute. The problem, obviously, is the racist connotation, since the disease has been endemic in Central and West Africa for years. In addition, the term monkeypox just sounds dehumanizing and therefore has a chance to make the gay men most at risk of contracting it feel marginalized. As Vasan says, quote, continuing to use the term monkeypox to describe the current outbreak may reignite these traumatic feelings of racism and stigma, particularly for black people and other people of color, as well as members of the LGBTQIA+ communities, end quote. So far, we don't have a good alternative label, but perhaps in the interim we can just call it MPOX for short, while we wait for a second term change. You know our denomination loves nothing more than changing names multiple times. It's kind of our thing. But of course, this raises some very good questions about other diseases that perhaps are just as offensive. Consider another common illness, chickenpox. Have you ever taken the empathy to feel how offensive this is to chickens? Do the beautiful ladies of the free-range farms of America deserve to have their precious reputations dragged through the mud every year when children get their itchy bumps? What about the people who are perpetually afraid? Their whole lives, they've been called chickens. And how much worse it must be to have such an unpleasant disease label to remind them of their cowardly shame. And another example, what are diminutive people supposed to think of the name smallpox? Shall a deadly disease, despite being eradicated, forever remind them of their alternate height style? The only solution here is to use completely meaningless letters or symbols to represent these various ailments. Be gone, all diseases with racist, homophobic, foulophobic, or size bias origins. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Dr. Christian Collier, a faculty member of the University of Michigan Medical School. This week, during the annual White Coat Ceremony, incoming medical students had the opportunity to teach their teachers a thing or two about ethics and civility. Despite the protests lodged in advance against Collier, a notoriously anti-abortion, born-again Christian doctor, the university audaciously allowed her to speak in public to an audience. And even though she did not talk about her faith or her atrocious anti-woman reproductive views, certainly no one in the audience should have been expected to ignore these facts and endure her comments about some totally neutral topic on which she happens to be an expert. No! Instead, dozens of the newly frocked med students stood to their feet on principle and stormed out of the room, thus showing the tolerance, grace, and forbearance for which our denomination has become so famous. For those who say a university should be a place of diverse viewpoints shared in an environment of understanding and academic dispassion, we say how dare you talk of such things when there's such a vile hater of women in their midst. No one can be expected to endure such psychological harm. Besides, we know how this goes. First, you allow such people to have their views and hold their jobs, and eventually they'll come to the mistaken conclusion that their lives are equal to everyone else's, instead of understanding how their views render them second-class citizens at best. For shame, University of Michigan, and bravo, young med students, for reminding the world that we preach the gospel of tolerance most effectively by the intolerance we show for those we disagree with. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
When they hear your sweet voice.
Finally, one bright note this week was the announcement by legendary female rocker Pat Benatar that she would no longer perform her most famous song, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, during concerts anymore. Despite groans of despair from her fans, Benatar explained, quote, "In deference to the victims of the families of these mass shootings, I'm not singing it. I tell them if you want to hear the song, go home and listen to it. The song whose title shall not be mentioned is tongue-in-cheek, but you have to draw the line. I can't say those words out loud with a smile on my face. I just can't." Now, obviously, we all know this song was not even remotely about mass shootings, but that is beside the point. Like all efforts to change people's minds with the beauty of our pristine virtue signaling example, the point is not to make sense, but to make people think and fear. And if refusing to play a song written sardonically about the violence dance of flirty love makes a difference, excellent! Remember, our goal is to make people so horrified to use certain words like shot that they can't even begin to imagine supporting the behavior of shooting or owning guns that the word points to. Next up, we must remove all terminology that might possibly sound like it's endorsing mass violence. After all, homophone eradication is one of the best ways to disrupt the linguistics of oppression. Therefore, we must never again say things like take the shot, block the shot clock, give him the shot of medicine, doing shots, shoot the moon, photo shoot, laundry shoot, shoots and ladders, and of course, we must never sing Bon Jovi ever again. That really would be giving love a bad name. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Love for the Father and the Son.
And now with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.